Kof Aleph Teves, Monday the 8th of January, Rabbi Shlomo Reich. Reflections on Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
Tells us in the Subas the Levaya of a Tam Chotam is a theme that there should be there at least 600,000 people. Can you see Nosa Kachneti Loso? Just as much as Mashas the Sinas Atera, Matan Tera, there were 600,000 people. The same thing should be when a Tam Chotam, say for Tera, is taken away from the world, there has to be 600,000 people. So Rav Aaron Kotler says, it's Mashma. Otherwise, what's the reason that there's a shaykhus? It's a ma'an. There's a sort of matan Torah b'shas when a Talmid Chacham leaves the world. What is it? The Makdim, the famous, the posuk in Yeshaya, b'pnei haro nesaf atzadik. Rashi in Bava Kama says, b'pnei haro ha'sida lovoi. Because of the raw, the evil decree against Klal Yisrael, the gzeir against Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbi Shlomo doesn't want the tzaddikim to see this gzeira, to see the tzara before Klal Yisrael, and I'm made that the Rabbi Shlomo takes away the tzaddikim before. The Chazon Ish once said that the reason why Rabbi Ochler and Rabbi Shimon passed away the year previous to the war, the Second World War, said the Chazon Ish, the reason was they shouldn't see the tzara of the Holocaust of Klal Yisrael, so Rabbi Shimon took them away.
Which names? Which tzaddikim?
Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Ochler?
Rabbi
Shimon Shkop was Rosh Hashiva in Grobda, Rabbi Ochler Rosh Hashiva in Kamenitz. The question is: there's another Gemara, there's another Chazal. Misa Sadiki Mechaperes, Kesrefas Beis Elokeinu. That Misa Sadiki is Mechaper. How do the two things go together? So there's a vote from also the father of the Chazon Ish. The father of the Chazon Ish said like this. He said, Amuri de Kezach. He said, there's no question about it. He said, Bepnei Aro Nesav HaTzadik. If a Tzadik is taken away from this world, then there's obviously a gezeira wrong Klal Yisrael. A terrible gezeira in Klal Yisrael. The question though is, what do we do with it? The fact that the tzaddik is taken away is a warning light to us. It's telling us that there's a gezeira. It's telling us that Klal Yisrael are standing in a position of tremendous danger. The question is, are we mischazik? Are we misayir b'tshuva? Do we use the mises of the tzaddik as a chatimson to give ourselves a serious and to change our ways or not? If we do, then we change the ptira of the tzaddik to a korban sibul. And if it's a korban sibul, then it's bechapa. But if chas v'sholom we don't, then it's bepnei aro nesaf atzaddik, and the matzav stays as it is, and chas v'sholom is a gzera against Klal Yisrael. It can be on the one hand, or it is on one hand, b'pnei aro nesav atzadik. On the other hand, just as much as tzaddikim b'chayem give away everything for Klal Yisrael, here also, if Klal Yisrael wants to, they can change the p'tir of the tzaddik to be a korban sibul, and therefore be mechaperes kesreifas beis elokeinu. How will we miseira? How will we mischazik? So then Rav Aaron says, it arises from Gemara's, that all the midas and the avoda that the tzaddik worked upon during his lifetime is now hefka. It's left in this world, and every single person can chap on, can take one of his midas, one of his nekudas and avoda, and there's tremendous siyata d'shmaya in that. And then we can change it from chas v'sholom b'pnei aro nesav atzadik to korban sibul. There's no question that the stories they are coming out of Arab Aralib of a gather Rava Nista La Nigla. There's more hidden than there is to see the eye. His Rebbetzin once said, I've got so much to say, I'm leaving it for Yenevelt. That's where I'm going to say it over. But in Kol Zois, stories manage to creep out. And the stories which are coming out are incredible. Somebody, a chaver of mine, told me, once asked Shlomo Zalman Neubach, is there today Lamed Vov Tzadikim? Are there today Lamed Vov Tzadikim is story? So Shlomo Zalman said, yes, there are. He says, do you want to know who they are? He said, the Gdolim, the Chazanish, the Shach, the Visgrav, he said, we only know a little bit of them. He said, the rest of them, the Ikka part of them, is a complete Nista. They are the Lamed Vov Tzadikim Mistarim of Unzer generation. And the same here, the stories that are coming out show us how little we knew, and obviously how little we know. Whether it's a Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasodim, tell you, I know Murray Dika Meiser, he has a neighbor called Levenstein. Delet Yad Delet, next door to him, be neighbors there 50, 60 years. And during when the Yom Kippur War started, he was called up. This Levenstein was called up for service in the army. So he had to put on his uniform and he had to walk across the city, Bnei Brak, to get to the bus which takes him to the front. He went into Rav Aaron Leib for a bracha, going back to the Mechabit Yom Kippur, which was 40 years ago. And he went in for a bracha, Rav Aaron Leib went with him, walked with him all the way, half an hour, three quarters of an hour, to Rav Moliver to take the bus. And then 3-4 weeks later, he came back, Baruch Hashem. His wife, the Rebbetzin of Rav Aaron Leib, who never said anything, went into Mrs. Levenstein, and she told her, you should know, that since the day your husband went to the army, Rav Aaron Leib slept only on the floor. Wow. A hargosha, a person who feels the pain of somebody else, a person who's hargosha for somebody else, absolutely incredible. Rav Don Segal said, that 2-3 years ago, he went in before Rosh Hashanah for a bracha. He said, Rav Aaron Leib turned around to him. He said, do me a favor, give me a bracha. He said, Rav Don Segal got a shock. I should give you a bracha. And then all of a sudden, Rav Aaron Leib started crying and weeping like a baby. He said, give me a bracha, I should have Yiras Shemayim. He said, he didn't know what to do with himself. He was so embarrassed. He said, he hugged him and held him tight. He should calm down. He was so broken about it, and he was so worried about it, Yerushalayim. His precious. He was sitting at the Simcha some time ago, and somebody offered him a mazinus. Baron Leib said, it was a piece of cake or whatever. He said, 70, 80 years, I've never had a piece of cake. I've never made a mazinus besides a madaisa in the morning, a semolina in the morning. Besides that, I've never made a mazinus. He told somebody, he once drank a coffee. Yeah. He said, it doesn't see what's the difference, he can drink water as well. That's all. And it's all his life, all he had was a drink of water. Rabbi Shavais, I heard him speaking. Said over, I'll come back to it later. He said over, he was travelling with him, and he noticed that all he had for his main meal was one boiled potato and a cup of warm water. So he asked the people around him, he said, that's what he's been eating 70, 80 years. So he said, I had to shtukul chutzpah. I said to him, Rosh Hashiva, you never want to change the menu a little bit? So he said, this is zeya gut. It's very good. The precious, the avoda, the darga they had is something absolutely incredible. But all these stories, on the one hand, they're incredible. But on the other hand, it gives us a sense of yush. What shaykhas have we got to it? How can we grow from it? Obviously, the Rebbe Yishlil doesn't want us to be Rav Aaron Leib. The Rebbe Yishlil wants us to be us. Just as he doesn't want the Chazanish to be Rav Aaron Leib, doesn't want Rav Aaron Leib to be Chazanish. Every person has to be what he has to be. And every person according to his nisyanus, and every person according to his kishreinus, and the society that he grew up in. But there is a common denominator which we can perhaps take out. And from that, perhaps we could learn and be mischazik. There's a famous Gemara. Gemara tells Chazal. B'nei Yisrael, When Yosef HaTzadik used to walk through Mitzrayim after he became king, Yosef HaTzadik was Yefei Toya, was a very handsome man. The Bnei Mitzrayim wanted that he should look at them. So what did they do? They used to stand on the walls above where he was walking, and they used to throw over tachshitim, jewellery. Naturally, something falls on your head, something falls to your feet, jewellery. A person lifts up his head. Yosef never once lifted up his eyes. And Chazal tells us because of that, a Mishkan Shiloi, a special Kedusha was in Chelkov Yosef HaTzadik. There's a Gemara Nozir in the Dorim, Daftes. Gemara tells us a famous Nozir. What was his story? He was a very good looking person, he had beautiful hair. He was once looking in some water. And he saw his reflection. And he had an awe. He enjoyed looking at his reflection. He said, Rosha, he got a chizuk. Lama atam izgoye me'olam she'ino shelcha. Why are you proud of an oilam which isn't yours? And because of that, he was with Kabbalah on himself, the Zeros, and he cut his hair, the whole story. There's a musig. Oilam she'ino shaloi. There's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim. Everybody knows a story, we were brought up with this story as we were kids. I always had a kasher on the story. The story is, there was a tayar, there was a tourist from America or whatever, came into the Chofetz Chaim, and he saw with how little furniture the Chofetz Chaim lived. So he said to the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, where's your furniture? So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, well, where's yours? So he said, mine, I'm just traveling through. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I'm also just traveling through. It's a famous story. Yeah. But I don't understand the story. A person just traveling through and he's got a little bit more money. He doesn't upgrade himself to business class. And if he's got even more, he doesn't go to first class. And if he's going on a world cruise for a year, he doesn't pay a bit more to have a better cabin, to have more furniture. So what's the difference if you're going to be living in Radin for 100 years? You can't have a little bit more furniture just because you're travelling through. Therefore, you can't have the furniture. Just because you're travelling through, therefore, you can't have something. What's the answer? You should travel through, but the time for the tekufa, for that amount of time that you're travelling, you could have the furniture. There's a gavaldi gavald to the Talzerov. The Talzerov says, you all know the Chazal. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was scared. Shemel kibul schoroi b'olam hazeh. Avraham Avinu was scared. Perhaps he got his schar in olam hazeh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Al tira anochi magen loch." He said, "What's going on? How could the Rebbeinu Shlom pay up Avraham Avinu's schar in olam hazeh? It's a chutzpah. He's giving away what should be netzach, which should be infinite, for something which is in this world, which doesn't. How long did it last already? It's not a chutzpah. It's not enough." And it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Rishoyim, you very often see them having a good life. It's a Gemara because the Rishoyim have got mitzvahs. However bad they are, they've got mitzvahs. And the Rishoyim has got the pay of the mitzvahs. So the Rishoyim gives it to them in this world. What's going on? It's not fair. It's not right. It's a no. A mitzvah is netzach. And you're paying them back with something in this world. How does it work? Where's the yashrus? Says the Talzerov, if a person understands what schar is, he'll understand it. Schar isn't that we're brought up to think a room full of presents that the Rebbeinu Shem gives out. This is for this, and that's for this. A bigger present for a bigger mitzvah, a smaller present for a smaller mitzvah. He said that's not what it is. Every person, when he does a mitzvah, creates an olam. He creates a world. And however big the mitzvah is however big this world is. And the person, that world is mashpia, gives him good. The good that a person gets, whether it's an olam hazeh or an olam haba, is from the mitzvahs that he did. The schar is what a person creates out of his own maisim and his own mitzvahs. The reward, the netzach, whatever it may be, is a direct result of what we did in this world. That is schar. But take it a bit further. There's a famous chazal, Reb Shimon Chalafta, was a noni. Erev Shabbos he went and davened. He didn't have any money. And the Rebbeinu Shem sent down an Evan Teva. He came home. He brought all the stuff for Shabbos. And his wife said, where did you get it all from? So he told her the story. She said, I'm not eating a thing until you give it back. Long story. There's a lot of very interesting points in the Chazal. But let's get out of this Nakuda. He said, I'm not eating anything until you promise you give it back once to Shabbos. The end of the day, he said to her, why? So he said, after I wrote you, you want. that in Yana Welt, Shulchan Chareka Vashulchan Chaver Chamole, you want that the things should be lacking at your table. Imagine going to Chasna, and the guys in the next table are getting it, all the courses, all things. You're getting a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's what it's going to look like. What's going on? The Tarot says, every person is all an Olam Hazanik or Olam Habanik. Every person lives in only one world. An Olam Hazanik lives in this world an Olam Hazah, and he lives in Yanavot in Olam Hazah. An Olam Habanik lives in this world an Olam Haba, and he lives in Yanavot in Olam Haba. There's a famous Gemara. Gemara tells us that a Rabbeinu Shlomo was sitting with the Shulchan learning Torah, and then he turned around and said, who wants to go down and give our Einish to Achov? Time has come, we've got to give him a punishment. Novus HaYisraeli. Novus Israeli was a person who had a beautiful vineyard, who Achav wanted a vineyard. And he wouldn't give it to him, so I'm not giving out something which was Nachlas Avisai, the inheritance of my father's away. So Achav said, Beseder. He killed him. He went and killed Novus HaYisraeli. Novus HaYisraeli turned down to the Rabbeinu Shlomo and said, you want somebody to give a punishment to Achav? I'm ready to do it. For what he did to me, I'm ready to do it. Said the Rabbeinu Shlomo, you want to do Nakama? You want to take revenge? You're off my table. Foolish Gemara. Haskell said, what's going on? Novus HaYisraeli was sitting learning by the Rabbeinu Shlomo table. He's in Shemaim. He's still got our Goshav Nakama. He wants to be over Loisikoi. Said Rav Chatzkol, a person doesn't change. A person in this world stays exactly the same in Yana Welt. As a person dies, that's who he is. We all know that in Yana Welt a person doesn't shtay. A person doesn't grow, but it's more than that. A person stays with the same middis. He's the same person. The same bits of bad bits that are in him will stay there lanetzach. Novus HaYisraeli stayed anoiken. A person wanted revenge. Such a darker congregation, it can't sit on the table of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If I'm travelling to America, and somebody wants to give me something, he wants to give me money, he's not going to give me sterling, he's going to say, I'll give you dollars, because that's what goes in America. And if I'm travelling to Australia, he'll give me Australian dollars. That's what he's going to give me, because that's what I want. A person who lives in this world, and is an Olam Hazanik, he'll get Olam Hazah, because that's his world. That's what he is. That is where he is. He is in Olam Hazah in this world, and he's Olam Hazah in Yenavelt. There is no Oino in it. Even if I know that the sterling is a stronger currency than the pound, but I'm travelling to America, I can't do anything with sterling, I can't buy anything with it, I need the dollar. So the guy will say, but say, I'll send you sterling and buy dollars with it. What are you doing? You're swapping sterling for dollars, you know the sterling's going to go up. He said, well, it does not help me. I've got no shaykhs to sterling. I'm living in America. I need dollars. A guy who is Olam Hazanik, he doesn't just appreciate Olam Haba. He doesn't appreciate Netzach. He doesn't appreciate Ruchnius. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is fair. He gives every person what he appreciates. He gives every person what's good for him. Rav Shimon Mechalach said, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I want Olam Hazeh. Said the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Seder, you've got a big Olam over there, ready for you. You're becoming an Olam Hazanik. Seder, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you according to where you appreciate it. He gave him an Evan Tavi, he gave him a stone, he gave him a diamond. He took it away. He took from his schar, from what belongs to him, from his olam that he created, he took something away and he took it and had it, he changed its value because now he's not living in Olam Haba, he's living in Olam Hazah. The difference between an Olam Hazanik and Olam Habanik is what does he appreciate, what means something to him, what is valuable to him. Olam Hazah is valuable to him, Olam Haba is valuable to him. The Chofetz Chaim turned around and said, not because I'm passing through, I don't need furniture. Because I'm passing through, I've got different besogim. Different things mean to me. These things don't mean anything. My eyes are set somewhere else. I'm shaykh to different things. What interests me now is not these little things of Olam Hazah. Other things interest me. This is Olam She'eino Shaloi. This world is not the world that I appreciate. I've got my eyes set on different besogim. I'm looking for something else because I'm not going to spend that time thinking about things here when I know there's a much greater future lying ahead of me. Things which are much more valuable. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't saying the reason because we're traveling through, we don't know. He's explaining to him why these things don't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me, Olam Hazah. I've got greater besogim. There's a story with the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir. 40-50 years ago, went to South Africa to collect money from an Altamira. You know, a lot of Alter Mirrors were learned by Yerucham, went to the South Africa, and it went off. There was a billionaire, multimillionaire living in South Africa, and there was an Alter Mirror. And this Rashi, he wasn't so firm anymore, this Rashi went into him, and he saw on the wall two pictures. One of Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach of the Mir, and one of Herzl. Stand next to each other. He said to him, what's going on here? What's this sharpness? Okay. What are these two things here? He says, I'll tell you a story. He says, I was a bach in the Mir. He said, I went down, I decided I'm going out of business. I went to Yerucham and asked him advice. Yerucham talked me out of it. He talked me out of it. I went back to learn. After 3 months, I was platzing. I want to go. I went again to him. Yerucham was a chochem. He said, he talked me out of it again. Kitzer, 3 months later, I decided, that's it, finished. I'm not asking him. I'm going to tell him. I went to Yerucham and said, Yerucham, I'm leaving. I'm going into business. I want a bracha. Yerucham said to him, I'll give you a bracha. Not only I'll give you a bracha, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Yerucham said to him, you're going to become a multimillionaire. But you're not going to have any hana in Olam Hazeh. So he said, Rebbe, if I'm going to be a multimillionaire, I'm not going to have hana in Olam Hazeh. He said, I'll tell you why, said Yerucham. A person who's had once a geshmak and a black gemara, a person who's geshmak tzach and learning, a person who enjoys his learning, can't have hana in Olam Hazeh. It's billig hanor, it's not this kishaychus b'chol. There's nothing in it. So the two pictures here are of one person who took away ma'olam haza and the other person who took away ma'olam haba. The person who has different musagim, he's got shaychus to different things. Just as much as when I was a kid, the greatest present I could get was a box of Lego. Give me now a box of Lego, doesn't mean anything to me. Or a racing, I remember a racing track with a car on it. And if it was electric, noch dazu, it was even more to me. Give it to me today. What does it mean to me? It doesn't mean anything. A person lives on a different world. He lives on a different plane. Different things are choshev to him. He's an olam hab on it. That's the difference to the people. There's a guy from Yerushalayim went to Los Angeles once. He from Yerushalayim went to Los Angeles. And he went to David, the shtibel. And Allah heid. All of a sudden he sees kotzach. Everybody's talking, this one's talking, this one's talking, this one. Go, go. Kids, and the guy comes over to him, he's standing in his corner, he said, Bell, why don't you, what have you got to say about what's going on? He said, I've got no idea what's going on. He said, you've not heard. The mayor in town was shot, and now there's votes, elections, who's going to get in? He said, it doesn't interest me. What's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? I'm from Yerushalayim, I'm not from here. He says, you don't understand what's going on, you don't understand. The mayor of Los Angeles, the mayor of our town, is negated to the shtimel, is negated to the yidin. He said, I'm not from here, I'm from a different shtok. This is Oilam She'einoi Shalom. That's doch nicht meine Welt. It's not my world, Bachal. Ich hab dich gescheichert für diese Welt. The musig that a person lives in this world on ruchnis, a person lives in this world and is a ruchnis sticker person, he's got different musogim, he lives on a different plane. Different things mean to him. Whereas a person who's Oilam Hazadik, he's an Oilam Hazadik in this world and is Oilam Hazadik in Yanavat. What we saw by Rabbi Meir was that a person who lived Olam Haba, he lived the whole time Olam Haba. He said to somebody, he was trying to mashpi on somebody to give money for a mikveh. He said to the person, you'd handle in foreign exchange. He said, you're handling the whole time, you're watching the whole time, this is going up, this is going down, you're buying, you're selling, you're working on it. He said, I'll give you foreign exchange that stays valuable for always, and it's only going up. That's how he lived. That was posher to him. His whole life, all he was living the whole time was Olam Haba, Olam Haba, and Olam Haba. He didn't see anything else. Rabbi Moshe Weiss, when he said over this story that I told you, by eating the potato every day, that's all he had. He said, Segut, he didn't live with anything else. He didn't need anything else. He saw other things took his mind. Other things were interesting for him. I eat the potato, I have to eat the potato. I don't know if any of you have ever been into Rabbi Leib's house. I've been many times, but the first time I went was 50 years ago. The house hasn't changed one bit. And then it was terribly old. I was a young boy coming from England and I saw that and I couldn't believe it what I saw. And the house didn't change. A few years ago they came to check his, he asked somebody to check his mezuzahs. They came back, they said they're all Mahadrim and Mahadrim. One of them is Mahadrim. It was 100% kosher. So Brownlee said, so change it. They said, what do you want? It's 100% kosher. So he said, I don't understand you. He said, I've got a beautiful house. I shouldn't have a beautiful mezuzah. So I think I read. Why? Because he didn't see it. It didn't mean anything to him. These things didn't mean anything. It's like me having a box of Lego. I had no shaykhus in Bechlal. He was an Olam Habani. He lived with Olam Haba. If we want to change the matzav from Ibnei Aron Nes of a Tzadik to a matzav of Misi Tzadikim Mechaperes, the Bria HaTichon, central Nakuda, which is shaykh to all of us. Like I said, we can't come Rabbi Aron Leib, but we can all come a little bit more Olam Habadik. We can all come a little bit more spiritual. We can all change our focus slightly. Bringing into our lives a little bit more ruchness. Bringing into our lives a little bit more in the haba. When it comes to making decisions, let the ruchness be the thing that makes the decision for us. Let the ruchness be the nakuda which decides for us. Let that be what interests us. That is how it's shaykh, that we should be able to change. That it shouldn't be chas v'sholom a matzav, b'nei ro nesav atzadik, but it should be rather a matzav that a baron leib should be a kovod sibul for all of us, and with that a mitzvah shem will be misa tzadikim nechaperes.